Trevor Carey on Power Talk 96.7 and AM 1400.
All right, I said it last year, and I knew the gay hate machine. There is a gay hate machine, and it doesn't include all gay people in that category. The gay hate machine are those that won't let anybody else have an opinion. Doesn't even matter. You can't even have an opinion. That's what the gay hate machine's about. And like I said, I don't include all gay people in that category. It's actually a business organization, the Gay Hate Machine. $50 million in business they do. They're not going to shut down after gay marriage came into existence in America. You think, all right, we've conquered. All right, shut down. Let's all go back to ordinary jobs here. We're not any part of the gay hate machine anymore. No, they have to keep going. They have to. And this is what we've seen with President Obama telling everybody from kindergarten to 12th grade that with the bathrooms, with the whole transgender issue. This is what we've seen. They will not stop. And they're not going to stop. Can't we just get along? Can we all be happy? Can we all be happy and gay? Can we just get along? Can we smile? All right, you can get married now. Great. Just don't come knock on my church and demand that my church does it. Don't come knock on my church and demand that we got to change the bathrooms. Don't do that. Well, they're not going to do that. The hate machine keeps moving forward. It doesn't care what you think. It tells, you know what it says? If you're a conservative, if you're a Republican, if you're a Christian American, do you know what the gay hate machine says? Get out of our way. And if you don't, we're just going to run over you. I'm tired of being run over. AB 1732, they're going to change all the signs. Let's go to Randy Thomason, president at SaveCalifornia.com. He's been fighting this from day one. Randy, good afternoon to you, sir.
Hey, good afternoon, Trevor. And just left the Capitol. And, this bad bill is passing committee. I was there. I was the only one to testify against it, getting a little lonely up here. But we're talking about exactly what you said. Take down the men, women, boys, girls, restroom signs and symbols. Put up all gender, pro-transsexuality symbols instead. This would apply to all single-user restrooms up and down the state. No religious exemption. No exemption for home businesses. The Democrat author lied, said there would be no new signs required. Well, his own bill says different. It's terrible. You even had Republican Anthony Canella, state senate from Ceres, vote yes. So Anthony Canella voted very badly today, voted yes to take down the men's, women, boys, and girls restroom signs. That's anti-family, a bad vote for Anthony Canella. But here's the point. The Democrats are in control. They're pushing forth this bill. It was fascinating that Kathleen Galgiani, a lesbian Democrat from Modesto, she actually abstained on the bill and said she had concerns about it because of lawsuits based on the Disability Act that she's seen before, and she thinks this would mean more lawsuits. So she's correct there. There would be more lawsuits. Religious freedom goes bye-bye. Private property goes bye-bye. Freedom of conscience goes bye-bye. And it is an absolute assault by tyranny. They won't even allow you to think what you think and have a belief that you have a belief of.
Well, it's all about control, Randy. I don't for a minute think that Hillary or the Democrats in Sacramento or Obama give a rat's crack about the transgender movement. They're just using it as a way to delve in, get more control. And like you say, it destroys the family. This AB 1732, are you saying that if I had my home office, I would have to have up a transgender sign? Or if the Sunday school bathrooms are going to have the transgender signs up?
Well, here, listen to this bill. The answer is yes. Here's a quote from the bill. All single-user toilet facilities in any business establishment, okay, they didn't say except home business, right? And home businesses are like half of the business establishments in California. And it goes on, comma, place of public accommodation. Well, I'll interject and explain. The federal Americans with Disability Act from 1990 says, hey, place of public accommodations are private entities. And they list a bunch of private entities, including church schools, including daycare, including senior programs, and the list goes on, education. And so, yeah, taking on Christian colleges, taking on church schools, taking on Christian daycare, taking on church-run senior care. I mean, the list is endless. They would have to basically promote cross-dressing, sex changes, transsexuality to young and old on their private religious property.
We will. I said after the gay marriage thing, after Obama told Michelle to flip the lights on the White House and they all went rainbow colors, I said they're not going to stop. I know we talked about it, Randy, and we said what'll be the next thing they're coming after, and you already knew it. You said the transgender bathroom bill in California. You've been fighting this for a while. It has to be a sad day. And the thing about it is, Randy, I really do think that the majority of Americans disagree with it, that we are allowing such a small fraction of our society to dictate to us that 2 + 2 = 5.
Yeah, but here's the problem. We have apathetic, maybe the better word is complacent, culture. Even in churches, people are not taught to fight for what's right and be political. No, they're taught the opposite usually, be apolitical. And you see even Christian colleges, they're apathetic, apolitical. Well, when you're attacked, suddenly you're going to be there. It's like, hey, they're coming for me, they're coming for you, and eventually they'll come for you. So you stand up for me, too. I mean, they're coming after you to say no conscience, no freedom, your beliefs. We're going to punish you if you uphold your beliefs. And it's they're lying through their teeth. I was telling the truth, and the committee was not interested in the truth, actually tried to stop me from speaking near the end.
How does one is able to get up there and testify like you do? In case you said you were the only one, what if there's some listeners that go, man, I'd have Randy's back. How does one get up there and testify like you just did today?
Well, you drive up here, you show up in the committee, you sit there when the bill is called. As they say, opponents, you walk up and you sit down and you take your turn at the microphone.
It's that
simple,
easy.
But yeah, it's that easy. And then other people, that they don't get to be a main witness because of time constrictions from the chair, then they can stand in line in front of an open microphone on the floor, and they can walk up and say their name and who they're with or whatever, and they can speak for 10 seconds and say they're opposed to the bill.
That's all, 10 seconds? That's all you got was 10 seconds?
Yeah, I testified against another bill. No, I got about 2 minutes because I got witness time. But another bill today, which is basically forcing the bisexual, transsexual agenda, the homosexual agenda, on Christian colleges, that one's passing too with the Democrats, basically an angel on one shoulder and a demon on the other side, and they're going with the demon. And they actually saw these Democrats wrestling between religious freedom and the LGBT agenda, openly talking about the conflict, and they went with the perversity agenda, trampling with their votes the religious freedom that we have in our state and federal constitution. So, yeah, I testified there, and I got my microphone shut off because I think I went 12 seconds, not 10.
Randy Thomason's the president of SaveCalifornia.com. Randy, catch us up to speed here with the Christian college thing again. Tell us what the state of California is going to be doing.
Right. Okay. Well, the first bill we talked about, which is about bathrooms, that bill is called AB 1732, okay? And it passed the Assembly, and it's in the Senate. There was a Senate committee today. The second bill we're talking about is called SB, Senate Bill 1146, and it would basically say, hey, if you're a Christian college that is exempt from federal Title IX, that means you're going to believe that there's a difference between men and women. You're going to believe that you have religious freedom to say you're not going to have homosexuality, bisexuality, transsexuality, even fornication. You're going to stand for moral standards. The bill says you've got to make sure that's posted everywhere, that everybody knows that you're going to inform all these prospective students. And it's going to say if you let in a homosexual, bisexual, or transsexual student, and then you say, hey, you can't do that here, that student who's engaged in perversity under this bill, SB 1146, can actually sue the Christian college and get a judge to come after you. So in other words, SB 1146 allows the California Supreme Court to shut down, punish, and persecute Christian colleges that stand up for the Bible.
Well, it doesn't surprise me. Now, what do you think, Randy? And tell me if I have this right. Isn't the tax exemption for churches the 501c3? Am I remembering right?
Right. Yeah, that's a state law reflecting federal law. That's where the Lyndon B. Johnson from the 1960s deal with the churches. Hey, you don't support or oppose candidates, so I'll give you a little tax break here. Well, churches came before that, so I call upon all pastors to ignore this 501c3. But for organizations like mine, obviously a non-church organization but a religious value, we cannot support or oppose candidates because we're 501c3. However, we do get tax deductions from anybody who donates. So you can do that at SaveCalifornia.com. But as far as the issue of the persecution of religious freedom, oh, yeah, they're doing it. And they're going to come after you. So you need to stand up against both these bills, the bills that would kill off religious freedom and conscience and family values on bathrooms and true sexuality. If you want boys to know that they're boys and girls to know that they're girls and not get confused and not get sexually transmitted diseases because of their confusion, visit SaveCalifornia.com and get on our email list and fight against this bill. Also on my blog at SaveCalifornia.com, we've got information on this other bill, SB 1146, that persecutes Christian colleges that go with the Bible.
So at SaveCalifornia.com, Randy, I know in the past with some of these, like the SB 1146, is there information how they can get a hold of their representatives to tell them how they feel about it?
I think so. There's a if you can just put into Google as well, find Representative California, and you'll get a website where you can type in your address, and it'll give you your state representatives in Sacramento, and you can call and just leave a message. In fact, that's a good way to do it. Just leave a message overnight, even to representatives who are outside of your district. There's nobody to say, hey, you're not in my district. You just leave them a message, and you just give your free speech.
There it is. Randy Thomason, SaveCalifornia.com. Thanks for the good fight, Randy. We'll be in touch, man. Thanks.
Thank you for your interest.
Bye-bye. Yes, yes. SaveCalifornia.com. Go there. A lot of great articles on there. And if you want to fight this SB 1146, that's your update place. Hey, Latino radio host. This guy, even though he was for Hillary, he leaves her speechless. And why was she speechless? Well, it's one more reason to not vote for her. I'll tell you next right here on the Trevor Carey Show.